The Steve Cochran Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Happy
birthday to you. Yeah, we make a big deal about birthdays around here. We're going to have Mary Vanderbilt make one of her famous cakes, but we figured it'd be just covered in flu. How are you feeling, by the way?
Oh, not too bad. Kind of weak, but I'm here. I'm good.
24-hour flu. What is that about? Nobody has the flu for 24 hours. It's usually 3 or 4 days.
I do. I zinc up and I get rid of it. I sweat it out. I try to sweat it out. Yeah. It's the way to do it.
Well, congratulations. Sandberg's here, producer and whip carrier for the program. And Sandberg, there's a birthday in your family, and I insisted we'd make a big deal about it. Who is it?
My stepdaughter, Catherine Mary Boyle.
Boy, it'd be great if we could get her on the phone.
Well, I think we might have her, Steve.
What? What? Kat, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Happy birthday to you.
Thank you so much. So
the actual, today the day?
Yes.
Holy mackerel. 13, man.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Catherine.
Yeah. That's a big year.
Are we going to sing or something?
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Okay.
Dave,
go
do
ahead,
you remember
Dave.
When you became a teenager?
I do, as a matter of fact.
What was the first awful thing you did?
He's still waiting.
I never really did anything awful. Steve, you know that.
How come Catherine? She's so beautiful. When I was 13, man, I was going through those gawky, awkward.
She doesn't have it. There's
have
no
that.
Awkward stage with
no.
Catherine. No.
What the heck?
It's just smooth.
Yeah.
All right, Sandberg, take this over.
So Catherine, you know, she just turned 13, and people that I know, like her aunts, Amy and Angie, they were saying they can't believe that Catherine's 13 because they feel so old because they were there when she was born. And while I recognize that 13 is old, I wasn't there when Catherine was born. So I met her when she was 9 and a half on September 1st, 2013.
Oh, so you got nothing but the good stuff.
I know. I got, when she was so cute and so sweet. And the first day I met her, I got in the car and we were going to go swimming at East Bank. And her dad said, you know, this is Mary. And she and Patrick in the back seat, and Patrick said, hey. And Catherine said, hi. And then she said, my middle name is Mary. And it was so sweet.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice.
And she has like these cute, like sparkly, smiley eyes. And she's like the kindest, sweetest person.
Well, that's very nice. How about that's awfully nice to hear, isn't it, Catherine?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I think, you know, some people are better kids. Some people are better adults. I feel like at 9 and a half, Catherine was like already a 13-year-old. Like 13 is her age. Like she's a perfect teenager. She already was, you know, 3 and a half years ago. So.
But Catherine, you know what that means? Here's what that means. That means you could be a really bad adult. There's a lot of pressure here. I mean, you're a great kid. Now you're going to grow up and be a bit. You got to be a good adult as well.
Oh.
I think she'll be a good adult. So I'd like to say her parents did a good job raising her, but I think they just got lucky.
And ah, there you go.
They got an angel given to them. So
that's very sweet. Now, Dave, I think what we both want to know is how many birthday parties, how many get-togethers do you get when you turn 13? I didn't have my first birthday party till I think I was 16 or 17 when my friends threw me a party. Did you have a series of parties when you were 13, Dave?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, you
sounds
did?
About right. Yeah. Oh, for me? Oh. Not yeah, for yeah. me. No, no.
Yeah. Mary Vanderbilt, did you have a series of parties
no,
when you turned 13?
I can't remember. I really don't think I had birthday parties. You know, there were 7 kids in my family. My mom wasn't big with the birthdays. We just didn't do them. I mean, I think I might have had a kid sleep over once in a while.
Right, just sleep, right.
But that was it. Yeah.
All right, Catherine, tell me what's happened just this week. Now, if I don't have this right, you guys had a family dinner like Sunday, is that right?
We had a family dinner on Friday.
On Friday? Okay, keep going.
And then we went to Ron of Japan with some family friends on Sunday.
On Sunday, okay, that's dinner number 2.
And then we haven't really done much recently.
Wait a minute, what day was that?
Sunday.
Okay.
Well, so
that is Thursday.
There was a drought Monday through
but
Wednesday.
The actual but... day, so what are you doing for dinner tonight?
I'm not really sure. We're in South Carolina right now, but I don't know where we're going for dinner, but I'm supposed to dress nice, so.
Oh, well, that's nice. Where are you in South Carolina?
We are in Myrtle Beach.
Oh, and how's the weather?
It's very nice.
She's there playing a little golf.
Of course, yeah.
She's on the getaway that we all wish we were on.
I'm exactly. guessing it's spring break this week. Okay, good.
Yes.
So yeah, I think she's going to have a delayed friend party because all her friends are in St. Thomas and, you know, San Diego and everywhere.
So when everybody gets back, there's going to be a continuation of the birthday that never ends.
Probably.
All right. What do you want for your birthday?
Well, I already got some of the things that I wanted.
Like?
I got brand new Converse.
Nice.
Dave probably got Converse when he was 13 because those were popular then, too, I think.
They were.
I think kids.
Dave just got the Jesus sandals because all the kids in the neighborhood were wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you get?
I got tickets to see Bruno Mars.
Oh,
in August?
Yeah.
I guess you're taking me to that.
I bet your Mary's going to that one.
I think, I think she is lucky enough to be taking her brother and her dad and I. And I think her dad is more excited than she is.
All right. Well, tell your dad for the encore. I'll put him on my shoulders. And what else? There was one other thing, right?
Yes, I got a computer.
Holy mackerel.
She was so cute. So, like, some people want a computer to, I don't know, do some work or whatever. She took the computer in her bedroom and got under her covers and laid down and started watching Gilmore Girls on Netflix.
Ah, that's great.
That's fantastic.
That's what she should be doing. It,
Steve, that's what you did when you got your new computer, isn't it?
That's exactly right. That's why I got the computer.
And well, she's gotten money.
Right, and that's a good thing, too. Kat, we love you on the show, obviously, and you're lucky to have Mary in your life. You know that.
I'm lucky to have her. She's,
and we love your dad. And we love your weird brother, too. So happy birthday. Here's a hug from the show, and have a great time in South Carolina, and we'll see you sometime when you get back.
And, Steve, there's a gallery on WGNRadio.com of some birthday pictures of Catherine, as well as everybody in the Boyle family was born in March. Patrick was born on March 9th. Pat was born March 14th. And then Catherine the 30th. So it's the whole birthday month gallery is up.
No kidding.
Yep.
And Pat Boyle shares his birthday with what other famous celebrity?
I don't know. Somebody, maybe somebody that works here, I think.
Yeah, me. Yeah, me.
Steve Cochran.
Yeah, it's Rick Dees, Adrian Zemed, Pat Boyle, and me. Oh, and Albert Einstein. All right, Kat, have a great day. Go have fun.
All right, thank you so much.
See you guys. What a nice kid.
I love her.
Yeah, I can tell.
Why I love 13. I love, like, I can't wait for 15 and 16 when I can totally drop all my responsibilities and we can just be complete pals.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, have fun with that.